Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast is being brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit coderedroofers.com.
So just who are the external actors at the campus protests? The New York Police Department made 282 arrests at two anti-Israel protests on Tuesday night. 173 at my alma mater, the City College of New York, and 109 at my daughter's alma mater, Columbia. Mayor Eric Adams, in a press conference Wednesday morning, claimed that while the majority of those involved were students, a lot of them were also external actors who came to campuses not to peacefully protest, but to create chaos. It's still unclear how many of those arrested were students versus people coming in from the outside. But the potential involvement of outside activists, as Columbia's president Manoush Shafiq put it, is not surprising for those who have followed pro-Palestine activist groups over the past few months. Supporters of the encampments insist they are student-led and see talk of outside activists as an effort to discredit them. But activist organizations have been quite open on social media about their role in fueling and sustaining these campus protests. I saw the leaders of some of these groups wandering around outside of Columbia's campus on Tuesday on television, just hours before the NYPD's sweep, including the People's Forum Executive Director Manolo de los Santos and Within Our Lifetime founder Nardine Kiswani. You might remember reporting on the Free Press on the People's Forum, which describes itself as a movement incubator for working class and marginalized communities. Its main backer is Neville Roy Singham, a multimillionaire Marxist who now lives in China. The People's Forum put out a call on Twitter to its disciples Tuesday afternoon to head to Columbia's Morningside Heights campus and open the gates and break the siege, following the university's decision to limit access to campus only to essential personnel and residents. They participated in a protest alongside students from inside campus and sneaked in water and food in to-go containers through iron slots in the gates. Students occupying the campus building said earlier that day that the university was denying them humanitarian aid. It was all part of the People's Forum and De Los Santos' plan to give Joe Biden a hot summer and support our students so that encampments can go for as long as they can. Meanwhile, activist group Palestine Action U.S. released a guide for the next steps in the pro-Palestine movement in the U.S. It encourages protesters to escalate and to build more militancy. No approach is off limits, according to the group, including militant direct actions. That's political violence to you and me. The organization has close links to Fergie Chambers, the multimillionaire communist heir to the Cox fortune. Their guide calls on protesters to reject the distinction between students and outside agitators.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast has been brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit coderedroofers.com.